Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 50s, around 60. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 30s. And Wednesday and Thursday will continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Soybean Association and 564 business groups calling on Congress to overturn IRS Notice 2020-32 and allow Paycheck Protection Program loan forgivenesses to be entirely tax-free. Although the Coronavirus Relief and Economic Security Act included a provision stating that any portion of a PPP loan that is qualified for loan forgiveness shall be excluded from gross income for tax purposes, the IRS later issued a notice which specified that no deduction is allowed under the Internal Revenue Code if the payment of the expense results in forgiveness of a covered loan under Section 1106B of the CARES Act. This ruling was enacted after PPP loans became available and were distributed, and it transforms tax-free loan forgiveness into taxable income. In a letter to congressional leadership, the groups highlighted the sense of urgency to reverse the IRS ruling before the end of the year to prevent a potential significant tax increase on small business owners who applied for then spent their PPP loans before the notice came out. Many of those business owners are still struggling with government-mandated shutdowns or slowdowns. And the National Corn Growers is continually looking for new and creative ways to build demand for corn through development of new products. Since 2005, the NCGA says the renewable fuel standard has helped promote both energy independence and a stable U.S. economy. The Next Generation Fuels Act, or H.R. 8371, is the next step in corn farmers' efforts to build on the success of the RFS to continue growing the role of low-carbon, affordable, and renewable ethanol in the fuel supply. NCGA says not only does the legislation yield economic benefit for rural America, it is also resulting in common sense environmental benefits. Congress is adjourning in just a few days, so it is a critical time to raise awareness and build additional support for the Next Generation Fuels Act. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After many parents were frustrated with the winter sports season and not being allowed to have any spectators in the stands for the winter sports across the state of Kansas, Cake News reports that the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Appeals voted on Friday 7-1 to recommend that the board of directors reconsider the ban on spectators at the events.
Amending items 8 and 9 to include up to 2-4 parents or guardians at a minimum 1 for activities from December 7th through the 23rd and January 11th through the 28th.
We've taken this disease very seriously. We've done everything that we've been asked to do. We can effectively and safely limit access to our games.
That audio from Cake News. The board of directors is expected to meet tomorrow afternoon to discuss the issue. In other news, one person was arrested on Saturday night following a fatal car accident involving alcohol in Reno County. KWCH News reports that 8 people were in the car that overturned into a pasture. 2 people were transported to the hospital. 1 died. Good American Network News.
So you missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty Act Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just 2 SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty Act Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyActFord.com.
Former Kansas Highway Patrol officers are suing after taking a stand against alleged sexual harassment and then being pushed out of the agency. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that former majors Scott Harrington and Josh Kellerman sued in federal court. They allege they faced retaliation for helping female staffers file sexual harassment complaints against top Highway Patrol officers. Harrington resigned under pressure this year. A Kansas Highway Patrol spokesperson declined to comment, citing the pending lawsuit. A spokesperson for Governor Laura Kelly says the sexual harassment allegations are unsubstantiated and that the governor stands by Kansas Highway Patrol leaders. And Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas considers meatpacking plant workers and grocery store employees as essential workers, putting them just behind healthcare workers and nursing home residents for the coronavirus vaccines. Kelly said Kansas's vaccine plan calls for the first shots to go to frontline healthcare workers with high risk of coronavirus exposure, including workers in nursing homes, as well as nursing home residents. She said the second phase will focus on vaccinating essential workers, including first responders, but also grocery store and meatpacking plant workers. Good America Network News.
KNDY.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 has dropped to below 800 for the first time in nearly a month, but it's not clear if the positive trend will continue in the wake of Thanksgiving gatherings. The state said the number of virus hospitalizations fell to 755 on Saturday from the previous day's 819. That's the first time since November 8th that the total was below 800, but the state's chief medical officer said hospitalizations still remain high and continue to put stress on the state's hospitals. He said it won't be clear for some time how Thanksgiving gatherings and travel will affect the virus trends. A former Lincoln police officer suing the city alleging she and other female officers were subjected to sexual harassment and nothing was done in response to their complaints. Sarah Williams says in her lawsuit that Police Chief Blymeister and other police officials have known about the discrimination against female officers for years and have done nothing to improve the environment. Mid-America Network News.
So you missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty Act Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty Act Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyActFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week discussed the courthouse remaining closed to the public at this time, indicating they will revisit this December 14th. Feeling that any spike in numbers from the Thanksgiving holiday will have shown up by then. Engineers reported finding no environmental issues with a proposed building site for a new county jail at a property east of Marysville, therefore allowing purchase of the property to move forward. Unanimous approval was given to fund $4,000 to the Friends of Vermilion Park Improvement Project to be paid out of the Special Parks Fund. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting in special session Wednesday discussed ways to utilize any leftover dollars from Spark funding. It was proposed Nemaha County develop an emergency relief grant program and a PPE and sanitization reimbursement program. The emergency relief grants would compensate employers $1,500 per full-time employee that had to be absent from work due to COVID-19 and $750 for part-time workers. The PPP and sanitization reimbursement program would reimburse employers for expenses clearly related to COVID, such as cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, and etc. Programs open December 9th through December 20th and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis until funds are exhausted. Following discussion, a motion to that effect passed unanimously. At their meeting last Monday, Senior Services Public Transit Director Diane Youngins and others came before the board to speak about starting a new program in Nemahal County to provide free medical transportation for residents. Diane will serve as Community Resource Director to assist Nemahal County residents with Medicare, computer issues, and etc. Monday's Washington City Council meeting will be held in person at the council chambers beginning at 6:30. Masks will be required. Going forward, Washington City Councils will be held electronically via Zoom. The council meeting link will be posted on the City of Washington website and the city's Facebook page. A proposal to the Kansas State High School Activities Association Appeals Board Tuesday will reconsider allowing parents to attend winter activities. The recommendation to the Board of Directors is to make such a modification. There will be an informational meeting in Hanover Public School Tuesday to discuss, gauge interest in, and answer questions about starting a 3- and 4-year-old early childhood program at the Hanover School beginning in the 21-22 school year. Meeting at 6 to 7 will be for discussion with questions and answers and any interested area daycare providers. At 7, the meeting will be for interested parents and patrons at the Hanover Schools. Max Gaston, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Private graveside service Monday at 2 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday 10 until 1 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Max Gaston. Lawrence Gary Fisher, age 75, formerly of Washington, passed away November 29. Private graveside service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with Award Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Gary Fisher. Gerald J. Penner, age 85, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7. At the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Gerald Penner. Harlan E. Turk, age 77, of Clay Center, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Committal service and burial Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Greenwood Cemetery at Clay Center. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Harlan Turk. Elaine F. Pfeiffer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away November 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Pfeiffer.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we are seeing a quiet weather pattern across the central and upper parts of the Midwest over the next several days. It looks like we're going to see mostly sunny skies, mild temperatures, even into the 60s as we head into the middle of the week. Things will turn as we head towards the end of the week, as we'll see chances for some rain. Some areas rain and snow across the central and east central parts of the Midwest as a low pressure system moves in and cooler temperatures behind it. So across the area, becoming sunny, mid-50s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 20s, winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, we'll see temperatures in the lower 30s. As we head into Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, 63, and Wednesday night, mostly clear. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business, and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-December, 45. Record high on this date, 72. The average low, 22. And the record low is 2 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 5:04.
When you're whipping up a favorite cake or muffin recipe and discover you're short on eggs, there are some clever alternatives. We will share those on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 7th, the 342nd day of the year. There's nothing like fresh eggs to add richness and moisture to your baked goods. But if you're running short or just trying to cut back, here's a few capable egg substitutes. A teaspoon each of vinegar and baking soda will replace one egg. The natural fizz provides leavening in things like cakes and brownies. Applesauce or a ripe banana can also be stand-ins. A quarter cup of either is the equivalent of one egg. Use them sparingly, though, to avoid a rubbery texture. And for more delicate baked goods, plain yogurt can mimic the rich creaminess of eggs. Again, a quarter cup replaces one egg. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Rise and shine, it's Elsie Grace's annual pajama party this Saturday. Come shop in your pajamas from 7 to noon and get a special discount. Enjoy samples of fudge, shop a wide variety of gifts for everyone on your list, and do it all in your pajamas. Only at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt this Saturday. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The Kansas City Chiefs going back to the playoffs. They topped the Broncos 22-16 in a game that was much closer than expected to make it 11 straight wins over the division rival and clinch a playoff spot in the AFC for the sixth straight year. Travis Kelce had 8 receptions for 136 yards and the go-ahead TD grab late in the third quarter. The Chiefs clinched a playoff berth by improving to 11-1 for the first time in franchise history. Football to hoops. UNLV used a strong start to the second half to break open a tight game as the Runnin' Rebels avenged their 2019 home loss to Kansas State with a 68-58 win on Saturday night in front of a limited capacity crowd of 910 fans at Bramlage Coliseum. Jayhawk men's basketball squad in action Saturday as well, defeating the North Dakota State Bison by a margin of 65-61. I'm Rick Everett with a look at your Monday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
So you missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty Act Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty Act Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyActFord.com.
Offers valid on select in stock vehicles for the pre-credit for tax on base. Example 2024 expedition until the stock due deal for support. Amazon 15,000 180 plus 10,000 180 level qualified. All four rebates to be on price sales excluded. Offers expired December 31st, 2020.
More Kansas college hoops from over the weekend. Mark Smith scored 19 points. Kobe Brown and Drew Smith each added 14. And Missouri beat Wichita State 72-62 for its first 3-0 start to a season since the 2013-14 season. Smith scored 7 points during an 11-0 run to give Missouri a 49-33 lead early in the second half, and the Tigers led by double figures the rest of the way. Brown grabbed 7 rebounds, Mark Smith had 6, and Drew Smith dished out 4 assists. Tyson Eddion and Clarence Jackson scored 14 points apiece for the Shockers. College football poll, Alabama number 1 for the 5th week in a row and has extended its streak of consecutive poll appearances to 210, the third longest in history of the Associated Press's college football poll. The number 1 Crimson Tide, followed by Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M to round out the top 5. Number 6 and 7 go to Florida and Cincinnati, respectively. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball action. In girls' play, Sabetha took Marysville 45-28. Valley Heights defeated Riley County 48-40. Frankfort took Pawnee City 54-18. While Bunsey girls downed Axtell 53-14. Washington County over Clifton Clyde 53-45. Lynn beat Onega 51-25. Wetmore over Blue Valley girls 52-18. Diller Odell topped HTRS 45-42. Southern down Palmyra 50-22. In boys' play, Marysville topped Sabetha 62-42. Riley County over Valley Heights 52-48. Frankfort boys down Pawnee City 50-20. Axtell over Waubunsee 42-41. Clifton Clyde stopped Washington County 54-31. Onega down Lynn 41-29. Wetmore over Blue Valley 50-49. Southern beat Palmyra 74-49.
Marysville Bulldogs split a pair in the season opener at Sabetha Friday. Sabetha Lady Jays winning the opener 45-28. Marysville Boys winning the nightcap 62-42. Marysville Boys, an 18-5 first quarter lead, never looked back. Double-digit lead most of the ball game, led by Jackson Rader with 17 points, one of 9 Marysville players scoring. Bulldogs went 9 of 9 at the free throw line. Sabetha Blue Jays' only source of points was Caleb Evans with 19 points, 17 of those in the second half, as the Blue Jays fall to the Bulldogs 62-42. Sabetha girls win 45-28. They held Marysville to a single score in the opening 8 and never looked back, paced by Melina Schulin with 21 points. Leah Renier scored 12, but she was scoreless from the field in the second half. Marysville's Linda Franco had 7 points. Not a lot of points for Marysville, struggling at the free throw line as well, as Sabetha wins 45-28. Marysville tips off at Valley Heights Tuesday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Bierking.
Marysville wrestlers win their first tournament of the season Saturday, defeating Smoky Valley 54-17, taking host Riley County 48-30, and winning on criteria over Larned 35-34. MHS wrestlers' first home duel is Thursday, hosting Wamego. Tuesday evening basketball tip-off, Marysville at Valley Heights girls and boys play live on KNDY and KNDY FM, on air, online, and on demand.
The Easy Care Asparagus Fern is a great houseplant for both beginning and experienced gardeners. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The ferny foliage and common name are a bit misleading. It's not a true fern, but rather a member of the lily family, along with edible asparagus, lily, amaryllis, and hosta. Showcase its long, upright, and trailing branches in a hanging basket or container set upon a pedestal. What we call leaves are actually short, modified stems that not only look, but function like leaves. The barely visible true leaves and stiff, sharp spines grow at the base of these. Asparagus ferns are drought tolerant, but do prefer consistent moisture spring through fall, and slightly drier conditions in the winter. The leaves will turn yellow and drop off the stems when plants receive insufficient light or water. Remove dry stems to improve the plant's appearance and adjust the growing conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It all began in the poultry building at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. That was the beginning of one of the best space museums you'll find anywhere in the world. Perhaps it's an unexpected city to find such a museum, but if you've ever visited there, you know that the experience is amazing. It's next on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. It was a simple beginning for what is today one of the premier museums to be found in the country.
We had a visionary woman named Patty Carey in the community who felt that it was important that students and families in central Kansas had access to the science of astronomy and the science of space travel.
Mimi Meredith shares the story from what became the Cosmosphere in Hutchinson, Kansas. The original site was a bit low-key back in 1962.
It all started with a planetarium, and she put together a planetarium show, and the location was the poultry building of the state fairground.
Today, the Cosmosphere has a grand building all to itself, easy to find with huge rockets towering above the roofline. Mimi says it's
the greatest space museum in the world, and that's not an exaggeration. We have a collection that is second to none.
How did such a museum wind up here? Well, the founders watched for NASA's surplus sales in the early days before NASA even thought that 1960s space stuff would be more than just junk. They gathered enough spare parts in Hutchinson to land one of the greatest space artifacts of all time.
So, for example, Max and Patty collected all of the parts that belonged in the Apollo 13, and we collected 80% of the interior of the Apollo 13 capsule before we even had the capsule. We were able to restore the Apollo 13 because we had all of those items on hand and then preserve it, and that's why it's here, is because NASA and the Smithsonian were so impressed with our efforts.
You've really got to see it to believe it. More next time from the Cosmosphere as we travel the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.
There will be a land auction, 192 acres more or less, southwest of Herkimer at 5th and Jayhawk Road, this Friday, December 11th, sale at 10 a.m. at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. Property is located at the intersection of 5th and Jayhawk Road, 3.5 miles west of Marysville and 0.5 mile north of U.S. Highway 36. 197 acres, more or less, will be sold, with 156 acres dry crop, 32 acres native grass, and 8 acres tame grass. 5 acres of a tract will be removed before closing. This tract provides an excellent location for farming, residing, hunting, and investing. For details, go online to DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com or contact Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell. This land auction for the Eddington Family Trust, southwest of Herkimer, 192 acres more or less, will be held Friday, 10 a.m. at the American Legion Hall in Marysville.
A common way of feeding hay to horses is to just toss it on the ground. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. This leads to a lot of wasted hay and a hit to the bottom line as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. see the latest inspired shot from our readers, or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Hay is usually the most expensive dietary component for horses. When it's fed outdoors, throwing it on the ground is also throwing away money. And it's not good for a horse to ingest dirt as a side dish with its hay. Krishna Martinson is an extension equine specialist at the University of Minnesota. She says some years ago, they did a research project that compared many different types of round bale feeders with no feeder at all. This is what they found.
When you feed a round bale, and these were herds of 3 and 4 horses, we had 57% hay waste. What do horses do with hay? They pull it down, they stomp on it, they poop on it, they lay on it, they pee on it, and it just becomes manure that you have to haul out. So if you are not using a feeder, I beg you to please go get a feeder.
She says they also compared hay waste percentages with small square bale feeders.
They had only 1 to 5% hay waste. Now, we also just took the hay out and put it on the ground in the dry lot, and we had 13% waste. That really, really adds up. Looking at the economics with hay valued at $250 a ton, the small square bales tend to be a little bit more expensive, but all the feeders paid for themselves within a year because, of course, of the additional savings you have in hay waste.
Any feeder will work. There is no hay feeder that will give you 0% loss, but even a little bit of waste is better than not using a feeder at all. Martinson says the proper forage type, storage method, the environment, and storage length can also cut down on spoiled hay. Learn more about reducing hay waste with horses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
get into the holiday spirit with Home for the Holidays. Special programs on Thursday evenings from the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and KNDY. You'll hear Christmas music, holiday stories, and even some interesting tidbits and information about Christmas traditions, all done by local residents. There are three different programs each Thursday and another special show on Christmas that you won't want to miss. The MCAC and KNDY brings you Home for the Holidays Thursday, December 10th, 17th, and the 24th at 6 p.m. And don't forget the special Christmas program on the 25th. Home for the Holidays on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYradio.com.
I find it fascinating that there's more than 2,300 mentions of money in the Bible. It's pretty clear that God knows we're drawn to material things and wealth. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So the Bible tells us not to let money become the goal of our lives, to instead use it as a tool so you can live according to your faith and your values. But what does that mean exactly? Well, it means being wise stewards of your financial resources, to provide for yourself and your family, to prepare for the years to come, and to give to others. Generosity should be part of your financial strategy. It's a joy to give to your church, nonprofits, and causes you care about. If you see money as a tool, you'll avoid spending money just to make yourself feel good or to compete with others. With God's help, you'll make the right decisions. So use your financial resources to live fully and with purpose. You'll find more financial clarity and more meaning and gratitude in life.
Lifetime Vision Center would like to ask everyone buying gifts for children to please examine and check all safety guidelines on the packaging. Also, make sure that the toys are age appropriate to ensure a happy time of play this holiday season. Safety first, from Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
How you might look forward to your next meeting with your ag lender today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas State University ag economist Dustin Pendell has some advice for meeting with your ag lender.
You want to build those relationships up, especially during the good times, because when times turn, which they will, that's not when you want to start trying to build those relationships.
Pendell suggests you look at your lender as an advisor.
Get some honest input from them. Let them see what you're thinking. Let them learn about your operation. Let them learn about your farming philosophy.
A KSU veterinary professor, Bob Larson, worked on a project that involved asking lenders how they viewed discussions with livestock producers.
The lenders were actually much more open and not as quick to say no as I think some of the producers were concerned. But it's like a lot of hard conversations that we have in life. Sometimes the fear of the conversation is much worse than the actual conversation.
Larson says producers often find out the lending process isn't as bad as they expected.
Sometimes the feedback might be negative, but honestly, it doesn't sting as much as we were afraid it was going to sting. That the banker actually still wants to loan me money. They just want to understand more about my plan, or they want me to consider another factor that may reduce the risk or change it.
Larson and Pendell were featured in a recent Cattle Chat podcast from the Beef Cattle Institute at KSU. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims.
If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Hello and good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, a few deadlines are this week as December 11th marks the cutoff date for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program as well as CFAP 2. And FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce encourages all producers to sign up for these programs. And he is also saying there is no immediate plan in the works to extend the December 11th deadline for producers to sign up for the specific Dairy Margin Coverage Program.
Anytime there's a deadline, I think producers know when that deadline is and they know they still have a little bit of time yet to come in and sign up. And it's not like our dairy farmers across the country don't have lots of things to do. Obviously, you know, whether it's the normal dairy operation or other responsibilities on the farm. But I think we'll take a look at that this week, you know, and see where the numbers are. If we see potentially a need, that might be something that we might consider. But at this point, I would say that there is not going to be an extension. And so that's why it's, I think, imperative to go ahead and get folks in the door.
Now, in other news, in response to the increasing number of coronavirus cases in the state of Nebraska, all events associated with the Nebraska Farm Bureau 2020 annual meeting and convention are being held virtually. The Young Farmer and Rancher Discussion Meet was held online last Friday, but from today until December 11th, a few events take place this week, including the Foundation's Grower Gala, which is tonight at 6:30 p.m., and from today until the 10th, the virtual event, including the Foundation Online Auction. Thanks to friends at Big Learn Auctions, the Nebraska Farm Bureau Foundation's Grower Gala auction will occur online this year, and proceeds from the auction will support agricultural literacy programming across the state. Lots begin selling at 8 a.m. today and close at 5 p.m. on December 10th. Visit BigIronGives.com to browse and for bidding details. Proceeds for Nebraska Agriculture in the Classroom and the Nebraska Farm Bureau Federation. Sam Smack, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Crop insurance for the 2021 growing season includes a couple of new options to consider. Our correspondent Todd Gleason in Illinois with more.
The options are in addition to the normal crop insurance policies. The first was actually introduced in the 2020 season, SCO, or the Supplemental Coverage Option. The new one is ECO, or Enhanced Coverage Option. Here's how Illinois Extension's Gary Snitke says ECO works.
ECO will offer farmers a coverage from either 90 to 95% down to 86%. Farmers can use that in conjunction with SCO to get coverage down to their coverage level of their selected product.
ECO can be used with either of the PLC or ARC Federal Safety Net programs. SCO, well, it's only available with PLC. ECO makes payments based on county yields. Most farmers take RP or Revenue Protection Crop Insurance. That's based on farm-level yields. Here's how all three would work together. RP makes up the difference in revenue lost up to the insured amount. Let's say 80% of the farm level. SCO, for PLC users only, then covers losses from 80 to 86%. And ECO covers losses from 86% to either 90 or 95%, depending on what the farmer wants to buy, says Schnitke.
By the way, if I were buying it, I would buy ECO and maybe skip SCO. ECO's going to pay on a more of a band than SCO would.
The other thing is that ECO can be pretty expensive. For example, in Champaign County, Illinois, it would cost $7 to $8 an acre for coverage to 90% and about $21 to 95%. Those numbers are in addition to the regular crop insurance costs. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about the importance of this date in American history after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I'm afraid a lot of our younger people don't really remember December 7th of 1941. That was the day that the Japanese Air Force bombed Pearl Harbor and World War II started. And that was a war between Germany, Italy in Europe, and Japan in the Far East. I do remember it. I remember hearing the bulletin on the radio December 7th. I remember hearing the speech by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States at that time. He said, among many remarks, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." But then later on in my life, I had the opportunity to go to Pearl Harbor on the commemoration of December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. I remember it vividly because of the many ceremonies that took place, and I was lucky enough to be invited by the military leadership to be present at Pearl Harbor itself and watch the destroyers go by the audience, to listen to the patriotic bands that played the commemorative music for that day. But more importantly, I had the opportunity to attend the banquet where I shared memories of people who had been there on Pearl Harbor Day, who had witnessed the tragic situation. Our Navy was nearly destroyed. Battleships, aircraft carriers, underwater, as the Japanese Zeros came in. And for that commemoration, there were airplanes that flew over the audience at Pearl Harbor. There were speakers that talked a great deal about the history. And Gomer Pyle sang the national anthem, among other people who attended the ceremony that was a commemoration and not a reliving of the situation that started World War II. I remember it well. And if you have an opportunity to share your memories with children and grandchildren, by all means do so, so that they realize how lucky we are to live in a free country, thanks to the people who gave their lives on Pearl Harbor Day, December 7, 1941. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated will feature a special bred cow sale this Thursday afternoon beginning at 4:30. Featuring spring calving cows, including 25 black March and April calving cows, 68 years old, 35 black February March calving cows, 68 years old, 15 red March and April calving cows, 5 to 7 years old, 45 black February calving cows, 4 to 600 pounds, 10 black and red cow-calf pairs, 3-week-old calves, 5 black and red cow-calf pairs, 30 to 45-day-old calves, and 4 black cow-calf pairs, 30 to 45-day-old calves. This special bred cow sale starts at 4:30 Thursday, along with a regular auction beginning at 10 a.m. Cafe will be open for dinner this Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Tracked four-wheel drive tractors are the king of the horsepower mountain. If you find a used one and can afford it, buy it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Tracked four-wheel drive tractors are the grand poobah of horsepower and also very expensive. Sales of these machines took a nosedive when commodity prices tanked in 2013. Dave Mowitz is the machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says the tracked four-wheel drives were once the exclusive domain of Case IH, and finding a used one was tough. However, this is turning around due to John Deere introducing their quad track models in 2016.
And I think in some ways, farmers responded to that introduction by buying quite a few of the RX John Deere's. And as a result of that, we're having a small bit of a windfall of, I wouldn't say excess supplies of tracked four-wheel drives, but there certainly are good supplies of four-wheel drives out there. And this has kind of modulated their price.
When better times come from strengthened commodity prices and an improvement in trade overseas, Mowitz predicts prices of these machines will go up.
Number one, pent-up demand. Farmers will want new tractors and or late model versions of these things. The other thing that'll come into play is the fact that there's so few used tractors around because the marketplace hasn't necessarily been stocked up. And if they can't get them new or can't afford them new, they're going to be looking at late model used.
He says, if you can afford it, now is the time to buy a late model used. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about prices of tracked four-wheel drive tractors and get two free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And, of course, about the hour before lunch hour, we saw quite the turnaround through both the grains and the oil seeds, which we're now seeing mostly positive numbers, but still a lower day through the livestock. The December live cattle down 57 to 108.30. February dropped 75 cents to 111.65. A triple-digit drop for the feeders. January feeder cattle down 145 to 138.32. March trading at 138.30. That's down $1.12. And same story for the hogs, weakness all over. December hogs down 112 to 64.75. February to 65.25. That's down 132. Some rebounding in the grains, as mentioned. Sees corn for the month of December up 3.5 to 420.5. March to 424.5. That's up 4 cents. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat also rebounding slightly higher. December Kansas City wheat specifically just up 0.25 cents at 541.5. March up 4.25 to 547. Soybeans, a 1-point double digit loss this morning. Sees a slight rebound with January beans up a penny to 1164, March to 1167.5, that's up 2.5. Soybean meal also rebounding slightly with December up 90 at 389.70. However, soy oil still down 46 points at 38.73. Cotton complexes also rebounded fairly strong as well, as March cotton now up 88 points at 72.45. Looking to the energy market, sees a mixed afternoon. Crude oil slightly higher, just up a penny at 46.28 per barrel. Unleaded gas has turned negative, fractionally lower, back down to 126 a gallon. Heating oil, in contrast to that, fractionally higher to 141, and natural gas still sharply lower, down 16 to 241. Into the metals, we see silver up 65 cents, trading at 24.85 per ounce. We see gold up 29.30 to 18.65.20. Stock markets today, aside from the NASDAQ, still mostly lower between the S&P and Dow, coming off their record highs yesterday, and the U.S. dollar index up 14 to 90.83. Sam's back with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.